Hi guys, this is Anna here with Practicing Freedom, and I thank you for joining me. And today I'm going to talk about listening, the lost art of listening. With life being so busy for people, lots of times we want to just be heard. Not many people understand the value of listening to other people. And the result of that is a culture and a society that is obsessed with being heard. We want to be known. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to be recognized. Especially in our culture, it's so inundated with this idea that I must be famous. But I think, in my heart, I believe that starts with a serious neglect in the family structure and in our society to truly listen, acknowledge, and embrace the process that people are going through and to let people know that they're important and that they need to be heard. And so what they end up doing a lot of times, and this is just a generalization, is growing up in the culture of lacking true identity, which is what, when we listen and speak truth into people, they develop an identity. When there's a lack of that, we miss out on pouring into who someone truly is. And then they end up growing up looking for identity in the wrong places, rather than finding it within themselves. So today I'm going to read a few scriptures, what the Bible says about listening first, and then we'll talk a little bit more about it. So first, in Proverbs 25:12, it says, "Like a gold ring or an ornament of gold is a wise reprover to a listening ear." First, you have to have wisdom, right? To be able to speak truth into someone's life. But to be able to receive that wisdom, you must have a listening ear. And if you're not practicing listening on a regular basis, it's like anything else. Learning to listen is an art form, really. It is a way of conducting yourself. It's a way of seeing as well as hearing. Because lots of times there may not be words, but you can still interpret in your environment if you're paying attention. And that to me is also a form of listening. So here we have wisdom coming in, but you can't receive it if you're not listening. But when you do have that relationship between two parties, whether it's an environment or a person speaking or sending wisdom into a person, once you have that connection, it is a beautiful thing. And the Bible said it is like a gold ring or a gold ornament upon you when you have wisdom and are willing to receive wisdom. Furthermore, Jesus says in John 8:47, "Whoever is of God hears the words of God." A good listener is someone who is going to hear from God. Matthew 11:15 says, and this is also Jesus talking, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." We all have ears to hear, right? So Jesus is calling all of us to practice hearing, to practice listening. James says in James 1:19, "Be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." Time and time again, the word talks about hearing and listening and wisdom. I got to thinking about how Jesus is called the Word. Well, he's been given many names, but in the New Testament, he's referred often to as the Word. In John 1:1, it says the Word was with God and the Word was God in the beginning. So in the beginning, there was Word. There was the Word in the beginning. So there has been a voice, if you will, something to listen to even since the beginning of time. Don't you think that even now that God wants to speak to you, that He has a word for you? So today, my challenge is try listening today. It's a lost art. I talked about that at the beginning, and I know it's going to be hard for some people, but practice listening today. Turn the volume down on your TV. Turn your phone off. Quiet yourself and practice listening. Like with anything, I believe it is something that must be practiced, or like a muscle, it must be used in order to know how to be used. So today, practice the muscle, your ears, your eyes, your senses. Practice listening today. Sometimes, though, it might be a good thing to know what it is we're listening for. So do you have a question for God today? Do you have something that you're longing to know? What do you need to hear today? Ask Him. Go to Him. One way that we can recognize His voice is by seeking His word. We get to know who He is and what kind of God He is by learning what His word says. Understanding His heart and His character helps us know that whether or not what we're hearing is His voice or not. So, for example, if you were to ask, God, do you love me? If the first thing you hear is no, then you know that's not from Him, right? Because the Word says that God is love. So He cannot not love you, right? God is love. Another question you might have for Him is, do you care about what I'm going through? Of course He does. God says He will never leave you or forsake you, that He knows the number of hairs on your head, that a leaf does not fall from a tree without Him knowing it, and He takes care of the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. Of course, He cares for you. So today, take your concerns, take your cares, take your questions to Him. Search the Word for ways that He has answered other people in the past. Ask questions to people that you respect and know God. Learn to hear their story and the stories in the Bible, and learn to hear the thread of truth in your own story today. Jesus, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for the wisdom that You share with us. And I invite Your Holy Spirit to be with each and every person. After they've listened to this podcast, Lord, I pray that You would mightily and wonderfully speak to the heart of Your people. Today, as we listen, we pray that we love You well. I pray also that I love others well, and that today You are glorified in all that I do, all that I say, and in every way that I hear You. We love You, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.